Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Do your vendors and suppliers know and respect your performance standards? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to discuss those relationships and arrangements you have with individuals and companies that are not formally part of your team. As more and more businesses narrow their focus to become experts in one specific thing, they oftentimes make the decision to outsource some of their non-core activities. The idea is that by not having to do everything, they can get really good at the one or two things that they can become experts in. It's a solid concept with many great advantages, so long as you're getting the kind of support and assistance that you and your customers need and expect from those who are outside your business. That's why my question for you this week is, do your vendors and suppliers know and respect your performance standards? It seems like this would be a no-brainer topic, one that's easily managed without hesitation or discussion. But my experience has proven that unless this is explicitly discussed with your vendors and suppliers, they will default to their standards, even when they may be much lower than yours. And when this happens, the burden and the disappointment ends up squarely on your customers or your prospects. Let me give you a few real examples to make my point. A home remodeling company relies heavily on subcontractors to do the work on their customers' homes. While a specific subcontractor does excellent work while working with speed and efficiency, they rarely show up on the job site when they're expected, and they leave the work area a mess when they leave for the day. An insurance carrier makes the commitment to work with an independent insurance agency, but when the insurance agents who are selling the insurance policies to their customers call for a quote, they are routinely faced with a rude, unhelpful customer service rep who takes nearly a week to respond to routine requests. An engineering firm outsources their HR services so they can focus their attention on their clients' engineering needs, only to find that their outsourced HR rep is unresponsive, not proactive, and treats their team members as if they're just one of the thousands of employees who are interrupting their think time. I could go on and on. The examples of less than impressive outsourced support is endless, which causes many business owners to get frustrated, question their decision on using an outside vendor, and oftentimes can cause them to lose business, lose employees, or lose their mind. Does any of this sound familiar to you? It's very likely that you could add your own unique story of how a vendor or supplier has disrupted your business because their standards were set well below those you've set for your core team. So what's the solution? Clearly, the reason you've chosen to have someone outside your organization handle a particular activity or process is that you don't want to have your team members messing around with it. Or it may be that you've outsourced the function or activity because someone else can do it cheaper than you could do it internally. That's all well and good, so long as it doesn't become a distraction or a deterrent from getting more business and keeping the customers you already have more satisfied and certainly not less satisfied. Every time this topic comes up with my clients, and it comes up often, I make the same recommendation. And I'm going to share that same recommendation with you today. My strong recommendation is that you treat your suppliers and vendors as if they were team members. When I say that, I'm sure you instantly had some thoughts that ran through your head. Thoughts like, how can I do that? They're not on my payroll. Or, they won't listen to me. They've got their own boss and their own agenda, and it has nothing to do with us. Or, we're just a small player, like a gnat on a buffalo, and if we make a fuss, they drop us like a hot rock. But I'm going to strongly suggest that you have more influence and control than you might otherwise believe. And what you need to do to exert that influence is to approach the situation with structure and professionalism. Here's what I mean by that. If your supplier or vendor is falling short of your expectations, it's likely because they've never had a discussion with you about what you expect and demand from their service or their support. Far too often, as business owners, we make vendor decisions based on price and availability rather than on service level or support levels. When we don't want to do something internally, our initial reaction is to find someone willing to do it for us at a price that we can afford. But I would suggest that just as you meet with your new team members to outline the performance standards that you will expect and demand from them on a daily basis, you should do the very same things with your vendors and suppliers. Sure, they're going to have their own performance standards, but if they realize that your standards are superior to theirs, and they know that it's critically important that they live up to your standards or risk losing your business, they'll quickly amend or modify their standards and adopt yours. Here's a real-life example of how this can work to your advantage. Several episodes ago, we discussed the idea of creating position agreements for each of your team members. In that episode, I shared the three fundamental elements of a position agreement. Number one, the things that that individual is responsible for. Number two, the metrics that would be used to measure their performance. And number three, the behaviors that are required to perform that role successfully. I was working with a client who specialized in designing and creating exceptional landscape and outdoor living spaces. While they had 10 full-time team members, they also relied heavily on subcontractors on most of their big jobs. These subcontractors would often work with their business as well as work with some of their competitors. It's a common situation in the outdoor living industry. So one week, a framing subcontractor would be working on one of my clients' jobs. Then the next week, they'd be working on a different job for one of their competitors. As it turned out, while my client had a pretty solid set of expectations and standards for his full-time team members, he felt that he had little ability to set the expectations and standards for his subcontractors, until we decided to create a position agreement for each of his subcontractors, one for the framers, one for the masons, one for the electricians, and yet another for the landscape crew. He then met with the owner of each of his subcontractors and presented them with a single-page document that outlined his expectations for their team members whenever they were on one of his jobs. The initial reaction was one of confusion. Wait, you're telling me that when my people are on your job site, we're required to call the homeowner 15 minutes before showing up for work and stage our materials in a specifically designated location and show up with clean, organized trucks, and wear presentable gear or uniforms, and clean up the work area before we leave each night? Yes, Those were the standards he had for his team, and he extended those requirements to his subcontractors. In the end, even though he got some initial pushback, the subcontractors that he wanted to work with were those who were willing to step up to his standards and expectations when doing business with his customers. It changed how his business was viewed by his clients, and his personal satisfaction with running his business went through the roof. If you haven't created position agreements for your vendors and suppliers, perhaps you should consider it. Unless and until you share your expectations and standards with them, they'll live up to their own standards, and you'll run the risk of turning off your prospects and disappointing your customers. And no one wants that. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Anyone and everyone who engages with your prospects and customers should be living up to your standards. It's one of the big benefits of owning your own business. Don't leave this to chance. And thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. We all want to please our most difficult customers, and to do that well, we've got to get everyone on our team representing our brand in the right way. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the power of positivity. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.